What's up? Are Mormons Christians? Have you heard this question? It's one people often ask of church members. This month's issues of the Liahona and Ensign answer the question. Every article focuses on our beliefs about the Savior Jesus Christ. Some articles in the issue include the following. President Gordon B. Hinckley testifies of the Savior, including his roles as God of the Old Testament and as resurrected Lord, the focus of our faith. Elder Russell M. Nelson explains what it means to have a dynamic faith in Jesus Christ. Elder D. Todd Christofferson teaches us how to become witnesses of the Lord. By the numbers, 362,756. Number of seminary students worldwide. The Church in New Zealand. The first Latter-day Saint missionaries in New Zealand arrived in Auckland in October 1854 from Australia. The first 10 converts in New Zealand were baptized 5 months later. Before the missionaries arrived in the southern part of the North Island, at least 5 Maori leaders, some of whom were tohungas, spiritual leaders, or other tribal wise men, had told of a true religion that would come. Because many beliefs of the Maoris and missionaries were similar, a number of Maoris were converted. Here are some facts about the church in New Zealand today. Membership, 97,474. Missions, 2. Temples, 1. Congregations, 202. Family History Centers, 56. Information from newsroom at lds.org. The Gospel of Jesus Christ is a plan that shows us how to become what our Heavenly Father desires us to become. Elder Dallin H. Oaks, of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, The Challenge to Become, Ensign, November 2000, page 32. PJs and Prayer Rugs. The Maya Maids of the Academy Park Ward in Kearns, Utah, recently held a combined young women activity called a PJ's Party. The idea was to help the young women think about 3 important things to remember before going to bed each night: prayer, journal, scriptures. Each girl wore a pair of pajama pants they had made the previous month. They put together folders with scripture study and journal writing suggestions, and then each girl painted a prayer rug to place by their beds. "My prayer rug is inspirational," says Holly, one of the Maya maids. "Every night my prayer rug is there reminding me to say my prayer before getting into bed. It really has changed my praying habits." Hymn vocabulary. Do you know what you just sang? Choose a correct definition for each of the following words that can be found in one or more of our hymns. A. Boon. Hymns, numbers 114 and 144. 1. A thick leather strap. 2. A timely benefit or blessing. 3. A thick sweet liquid. 4. An inspiring sermon. Answer 2. A timely benefit or blessing. B. Effulgent. Hymns numbers 116 and 187. 1. With great sorrow. 2. Dignified. 3. Shining brightly. 4. Completely satisfied. Answer 3. Shining brightly. C. Plaited. Hymns number 191. 1. Interwoven or braided strands. 2. Protected with armor. 3. Hungry or starved. 4. Decorated with bright colors. Answer 1. Interwoven or braided strands. D. Warblings. Hymns number 232. 1. A musical trill. 2. Young slender trees. 3. Smooth stones. 4. Military awards. Answer 1. A musical trill. E. Glebe. Hymns number 109. 1. A plot of land. 2. A calm stretch of water. 3. Of great value. 4. Glowing or shimmering. Answer 1. A plot of land. My favorite scripture. Doctrine and Covenants, section 122, verses 7 to 8. I love these verses. Especially verse 8. This scripture helps me realize how much Jesus Christ actually suffered for us. It is great to read when you are having trials and need help coping with them. Sadie H., age 16, Illinois. Tell us about your favorite scripture in one or two sentences. Send it to newera@ldschurch.org. End of the section. What's up?